columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com.
Go to 1043thefan.com and subscribe to The Fan Daily for the latest columns, blogs, news, videos, and more sent directly to your inbox every weekday morning.
Leading off with the big story of the day, Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents The Drive with Tyler Palumbis and T-Mac.
I love it. So they sound cuter and cuter every time.
They sound so cute.
I've been thinking about it a lot in the shower.
So we get back to the cute kids.
Probably not the timing that I was preferring for that one, but okay.
No, that's not appropriate.
KKFN, KAKFN, HD1, Longmont, Denver.
What's he doing? Stoke. What's
How
Stoke
do you do on
doing?
That one?
What is Stoke doing, by the way? Is he going to this thing? Is he going to be with Peyton at this thing?
You know, last I heard, D-Mac, he was not making the cut. So
because he's obviously...
Unless something has changed between then and now, I don't think so.
Can I just give a shout-out to our guy, Zach Bye, who has obviously been, doing a little bit of covering these days as Stoke gets Peyton Manning ready for the match?
Zach, somebody's got to carry that show, you know?
Yeah, I think Zach has done his share.
Right.
Listen, it's all in fun because what a cool thing it is that this is all happening, right? And Stoke.
Listen, you know what, D-Mac? I mean, I'm not going to blame the guy. I'm definitely actually A-OK with it. And trust me, if I could be best friends with Peyton Manning, I'd ditch you every day as well.
Oh, that is so... So sweet.
I meant to say, if I could be best friends with Peyton Manning, I would not value him above you. That's what I meant to say.
That's what you meant to say.
Yeah.
Well, Tyler, in regards to you, if
we had 22 Janos,
Palumbos, right. If we just had 22 right. Palumbos, we'd be all right.
22 Palumbos. Nobody would ever fit in a room if we had 20. They're large. They're big people.
What do you call multiple Palumbos?
Palumbis?
Palumbis.
Palumbis? So, not Palumbis, so, Palumbi.
So when you do the plural version of Palumbis, would you say Palumbi? I fought this battle my entire life, D-Mac, and at 35 years old, I'm still not entirely confident of what the correct approach is.
I believe if there were multiple Palumbises in the room, you would
it's
be Palumbi.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, okay.
It would be Palumbises.
But I've been told by some that it's still the Palumbises.
It's the Palumbises?
It's highly... Can somebody out there that is educated more than I am... I need a master's level in English. Somebody that's got a master's in English. Can you go ahead and let me know what the proper way to pluralize my name is?
You think we have somebody in our listening audience that has a master's in English?
D-Mac, we've got highly educated listeners. Yes.
There's somebody listening to this show with that kind of education?
Yes. Highly educated listeners because they listen to two highly educated individuals, and that's, educated people attract other educated people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You do have your degree, right? What is your degree in?
Business management.
Nice.
Leeds Business School. I mean, no big deal. It was just top 25 business school while I was there. Dean's List multiple times. But, I mean, somebody's got to rub my own shoulders for me.
Well, get up on that step ladder. Those are broad, large, high shoulders that you're working on. So Stoke was, he was playing a little hooky today, obviously. Is he even on with Zach tomorrow? I mean, did you read the Leggy article about Peyton Manning and golf today?
Oh, no, I did not. I read there was a Sports Illustrated article about Peyton today, but I did not see Leggy's.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what the SI one was. Peyton Manning's getting more pub now that he's retired than ever before, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. It's every single day.
But Leggy, Stoke, who was quoted? It was Mike Shanahan, Stoke. Manning's a member in two golf clubs. I don't know if you knew this. Can you guess which two golf clubs Peyton Manning is a member of?
Do you mean two clubs inside the state of Colorado?
No, in the United States of America.
Okay, well, I know one of them that he's a member at, but I don't know if that's my business to be sharing. I don't know if that's my business to be sharing. Is it out there?
It was an article. It was just
okay, all right. Well, he's at Cherry Hills. I know that much.
He is Cherry Hills is one of them. What's the other one?
Well, it's probably something back home, I would imagine.
Nope. It's something we all know.
Augusta?
Yes.
Shut up. For real? He's a member at Augusta?
Yes.
That's pretty incredible. That is pretty incredible. That's a pretty good life you got going on there.
Wow, huh?
Yeah, that's solid, D-Mac.
Mm-hmm.
So
what's your life
goal of mine is to play at Augusta one day, like not just attend it. All I need to do is just butter him up a little bit.
Yep,
huh?
He's a member. He could bring you out there anytime he wants.
All right, I'll see if I can get on that list one day.
I mean, you did both come into that Chargers game together.
I know.
That did happen.
He'll never forget the fact that I got the standing ovation. I know he'll never forget it.
Right. It was a pretty awesome moment that he was part of. Yeah. You know, you're connected to that.
He was blessed to come on that field with me. Just blessed.
How does that even work? I mean, I know first of all, do you have his phone number, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to try to even remotely portray that I'm on like a Brandon Stokely kind
of
level.
I
do feel blessed if he responds to a text message. I'll say that much. Yes.
Understood. So this is why it's complicated, because you do have a form of communication with him for sure. Obviously, he knows you for sure. But how exactly do you forge that type of relationship invite to Augusta?
I think it still has to come through Stokely. Like, I still think I need a liaison, you know. I'm close enough to Stoke. Stoke's close enough to him that I feel like between all three of us, we could make this happen.
I know he's real close with Joel, too. It was great to hear Joel on earlier.
Dreesen?
Yeah, Dreesen's a great guy. And but
he's
I don't know if Joel's
fantastic guy.
I don't know if Joel's a golfer, though.
Have I ever played golf with Joel? I don't know if I ever have played. I played golf with Eric Pears. See, at one point, Joel, myself, and Eric Pears, we lived within five homes of one another.
That must have been fun.
Yeah, and so I know I played with Eric then, but I don't know if I ever did play with Joel.
I don't recall. Maybe if Joel's listening, he can throw it out there if he does, though. But I just, there's other ways. Well, I don't know. I don't know what Joel's relationship with Peyton is now. He used to be, they used to hang, man. They used to be buds.
Well, you know, if you're a receiver, it's pretty easy to get on the end with Peyton. All you got to do is catch the ball and run the right route.
Demaryius is good friends with him, for sure.
Right?
I just saw C.J. Anderson threw out there the other day that he was chatting with Peyton the other day.
Oh, is that right?
I don't know. Yeah. Stoke, listen, in the article, in the ESPN article, Stoke says, quote, he's played hundreds of rounds of golf with Peyton Manning.
Of course he has. Hundreds.
Hundreds.
That's pretty incredible.
Probably right now, as a matter of fact. And Manning is like a 6.8 handicap, something like that. So he's always...
Oh, he's solid. Yeah, that's rock solid.
He's right around 80 every time he plays. Little ahead, little behind. Shot a 77 at Augusta one time.
Shoot, if you got under a 9 or 10 handicap, in my mind, you're a rock solid player.
I can't wait to see him and Tiger just beat the absolute...
I guarantee you Tom Brady is not a 6 or 7. There's no way he is.
I bet Peyton's a better golfer than Tom Brady.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, and hopefully
Peyton and Tiger are going to crush him. They're just going to crush him.
Well, the first nine is...
I mean, Tom's busy trying to sneak in football practices and stuff. He's not working on the golf game like Peyton.
The first nine is best ball, and then it's alternate shot on the back nine. Best ball.
Wait,
I mean,
hold on.
Yeah.
First nine is best ball. Okay, so...
Yeah.
And the alternate shot after that?
Yeah. Individual, well, I don't know. So I think, alternate shot, you just go one, you, me, you, me, you, me, that sort of deal.
Well, so I think alternate shot is like, isn't that pretty much the same thing as best ball, but you have to shoot? I don't know.
I'm the
golfer here. I don't do the alternate shot very often.
No, I mean, alternate shot is, that's like Ryder Cup stuff. You know, nobody plays alternate shot when you go play this charity stuff or at your local club. Nobody does
well,
that.
Well, it's probably a good format because then Tiger and Phil, they can bail them out of just about anything all the time.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, there's a little bit more pressure in alternate shot because it's your shot. I mean, wherever you put the ball, that's where it's going to go. I think this thing will roll pretty quick relatively as well. I mean, nobody else is on the course. They're playing this kind of fun format. I'm looking forward to it, man. Totally looking forward to it, and I hope Peyton and Tiger bury Brady and Phil.
By the way, D-Mac, have you taken a look at the text line? Seriously, have you looked at the variation of opinions on what the proper plural enunciation of my name is?
I get updated.
I mean, it's
here.
All over the place.
Well, give me an example.
We've got Palumbi. Somebody says Palumbuses. I'm an attorney. I think that counts for somebody.
Sure.
Another guy.
You know, we said an English. What did you say? An English major or?
I said English major. Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Here's one that says English master here. Are you Italian, Tyler? The answer to that is yes. If yes, go with Palumbi. If not, Palumbus is. Okay.
Are you Italian?
Yes, my fam. Paul. So true story here. Paul Imbizio is my true last name.
Oh, okay.
My great grandfather immigrated from Italy to America, they changed it at Ellis Island to make it more American to Palumbus. But there is a Paul Imbizio clan still going on in Prato di Poligna, Italy.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm Italiano.
Okay, so it's Palumbi.
Well, I don't know, but then it says that somebody else that says if Palumbus was originally derived from Latin, it would be Palumbi. If not, then it's Palumbus. I mean, what's going on around here? I can't figure all this out.
That guy sounded smart, or at least he.
Well, they all sound smart.
Made himself sound smart.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Who knows, man?
I go with Palumbuses. That's what I say.
I'm seeing some other texts. Peyton was a member at Castle Pines. His locker was close to Elway's. That was a couple years ago. Oh, okay. Well, the article said it was Cherry Hills and Augusta, which is pretty cool. The life of Peyton Manning.
It's a tough life, I'm sure.
If it's Palumbuses with proper nouns, you add the apostrophe rather than the ES. So it's Palumbus with an apostrophe. So no Palumbi or Palumbuses. Just Palumbus with the apostrophe.
D-Mac, it's all over the place. They all sound smart.
Each and every one of them
sounds like they're smart, but they've all got a different opinion.
English master here. An English master. Does that mean you have a master's in English?
I think if you had a master's in English, you would not write English master. So you know what? I'm taking that one out. That one, I don't believe anything. That person's just straight fabricating that they've got a master's.
Oh, now people are just bragging about their education. I have a PhD in political science, and I listen. Nod, wink, wink.
Nice.
Sorry, though. I can't help you this.
Again, nice.
Ben. And Severance. Severance. Where is Severance? Must be up north someplace. Or down south. Or out east or maybe west. I don't know. I don't even know where it is. All right, funny stuff. Hey, one of my favorite things is happening today.
What's that?
I love rules. I love rules, rules changes, rule proposals, rules, 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 rules. I love all that stuff. I love that stuff because I always think to myself, if sports should be played as if it was invented yesterday, that's how I feel. So, when football.
Forget legacy, forget heritage, right? You know,
correct.
Let's just toss it all out the window.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. You should play the sport as if you thought of it yesterday with all the technologies, all the, what society brings to you. There should be nothing about sports back in the day that's better than what you could do if it was invented yesterday. So if you invented baseball yesterday, would you have the pitchers hitting if you invented baseball yesterday? And the answer is clearly no. And we know that because when they've talked about...
You're going to answer for me, clearly no?
Well, that's the answer.
You're going to make the answer for me?
Well, do you have a different answer than clearly no?
No, but I just would prefer if you would allow me to answer for myself.
All right, Tyler. If baseball was invented yesterday, would they have pitchers hitting?
Well, clearly not.
Okay, let me get to football then, because this is the more the. And I'll ask you.
Okay.
If football was invented yesterday, would they have the kickoff?
No.
Why?
You just have a coin toss, and whoever gets it gets the ball at the 25. Okay, let's go. Just start.
Why wouldn't you have the kickoff?
Well, because it's a dangerous play that hardly ever amounts to anything,
right.
And it's wasted time. You're trying to speed up the game, danger, all those things. Just give them the ball at the 25, and let's go.
It's dumb. It's the dumbest. Not only it's clearly
it's one of the most dangerous plays in all football, for sure it is.
Okay, it's dangerous and dumb, or you can say it's dumb because it's so dangerous. Either way, it's the not only is it the dumbest play in football, clearly, but it might be the dumbest thing in all of sports. In fact, I would find it difficult to imagine any other thing that happens regularly in sports as dumb as the kickoff.
That's a very, very strong statement there, D-Mac.
Extremely I dare you to think. I dare statement. Anybody on the text line or you, anybody.
What about, like, 100 people, like, turning left for, like, five and a half hours?
That's the whole sport. That's the entire sport is
but
turning left.
But all they do is turn left.
Not at Watkins Glen. They do. They you know. Okay. I mean, and for the most part, they turn left. Mm. What do you mean? They should be turning right? They should turn around and turn to the right?
I don't know. Yeah, like it just, I don't know. I don't really understand.
Well, that's the nature of the entire sport. So if you want to say the entire sport of NASCAR is dumb, that's you saying it, not me.
Okay. Here, I got another dumb one for you. I got a really dumb one for you in your sport of choice.
All right.
Why the heck do you have to throw the pitches to actually intentionally walk somebody? Why don't you just say I intentionally walked him? Just go.
They changed that. You don't now.
Oh, yeah, I'm dumb. I'm a big dummy. Well, see, it was a really dumb rule. It was a very, very dumb rule.
You're right. They changed it. It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, okay.
Great example, Tyler.
Okay, thank
Way
you.
To go.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're crushing it.
What else?
Anything
what
else? You, got? You can keep thinking, people. You won't find something dumber than the kickoff.
Okay.
For a while, extra point was dumber than the kickoff, but they changed the extra point because the success rate of extra points was something like 99.8% or something ridiculous like that. And the reason why kickoffs are dumb, first of all, you're right. It's incredibly dangerous. Second of all, usually nothing happens. And third of all, the consequence of bringing the ball out is hardly worth the risk, and hardly anybody actually returns a kickoff for a touchdown, even though it happens once in a while. And the onside kick, especially, Tyler, since they changed the rules about a balanced line on the onside kick, it never works. And when I say it never works, I don't mean it never, ever, ever works.
It's like 0.07% of the time, like something insanely
it's
low.
Ridiculous. So the concept of now... Yeah, see, the rule to me just doesn't go far enough. But what they're proposing is twice a game after you score, you can get the ball 4th and 15 at your own 25. I mean, I'm rolling my eyes at that because you still have the kickoff. I just think that should be the permanent rule. But whatever, I'll take incremental changes on it because it gets away from the kickoff. So I Broncos brought this up a while ago, and this is not even my idea. This is Greg Schiano, who came up with this years ago because of that horrible injury to his player. Eric.
I remember.
I want to say LeGrand.
I apologize that I can't help you, but I absolutely remember.
Yeah, but anyway, you know, when that horrible, horrible incident happened, he thought there's got to be a better way, and he proposed this, and he was right. And they should just do it, period. Now,
I like it for a number of reasons, D-Mac. Number one, it would be more exciting to watch. Number two, the success is going to be not like exponentially higher, but it will be higher. You know, it will be an appropriate number, like at 4th and 15. If you go for it from 4th and 15 12 times, maybe you should pick it up once or twice, okay? Maybe once or twice you could pick it up. But in an onside kick, it's like the numbers are just staggeringly low. And then number three, and most importantly, when it's coming to the game being on the line, everything's on the line right now. You're down by 3 points. You got to keep the ball. You got to go for it on 4th and 15. I like the fact that it all comes down to actual football that is being played to decide that, right?
Yes, yes, Tyler, yes. And plus it's most of the time on 4th and 15.
Much safer play as well, by the way.
Yeah, what teams will normally do on 4th and 15 is punt, and the ball will be landing somewhere.
Not Zach Bye. He wouldn't punt. No, he goes for it. He goes for it.
Speaking of Zach Bye and Madden, which you beat him in, we have a special guest.
We do?
We've got a special guest that wants to talk to you right now, and that is Sean Drotar.
Oh, no. I don't want any part of this one.
Hey, Tyler, how's it going?
Sean, it's not going well, okay?
Are you kidding? I wanted to congratulate you on your big win. I saw that. You were down 10-0. You kept your composure, and you go out and beat him.
Yeah.
Terrific.
No, I appreciate that, Sean. That means a lot. The problem is I went and I watched your video against Cecil Lammy, and you put up 125 points in a four-minute quarter system, and Cecil Lammy said OMG about 58 times. And so I'm a little bit stressed out about playing you, my man.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it. We took the poll at the Fan about the Rice Eating and Air tournament.
I saw that.
Yeah, I mean, Tyler, you're favored over me. Zach has more than double favored over me. I mean, I'm the 9-1 long shot. I mean, it was luck. It was luck, wasn't it?
9-1 long shot. It's like, didn't you like invent the game? I mean,
didn't you write
the coding on it? Don't you
Sean,
know?
Sean, you just took the game out of the box the other day for the first time, right?
I literally, that was the first time I'd ever played it on an Xbox. Yeah.
Well, hold on.
Let's back up. I mean, you've got some involvement in this game. What exactly is your involvement in Madden?
It's been a few years, but yeah, I used to consult on the interfaces for the players and did some whiteboard stuff thinking about
what players should do. You expect me to play against this guy? Are you kidding me?
The last time I did that, to be totally honest, was 5 years ago. Was the last time I've done any consulting on it.
I don't care. You know what? You know what I loved? I was actually watching you. I was trying to figure out. See, here's where Cecil went wrong. I can already tell you exactly where he wrong.
He played John?
Yeah, you want to know why he tossed that first interception? Do you know why he tossed it?
He kept throwing to Jimmy Smith was the problem.
Well, that was part of it.
Shoulder to shoulder, baby.
The other part of it was that he took a 25-step drop with his QB, and he threw off his back foot. Like, dude, you can't drop 25 yards. You stay right there in the pocket. I was watching it, trying to see your pocket presence. And I got a little bit of a game plan for you, but...
I can't tell you that.
Yeah.
Well, you can't say what... Okay, that's fine. So you can't give me any sort of
no, but here, that? But here's the deal, Sean.
Okay,
I was told by Johnny Love that we were doing random teams, and there's no chance. Like I get to pick my team, you have to go random. That's the only way this is fair.
No. We can either do random or we can pick.
Sean, there's a handicap in everything you do in life. You know, you go to Vegas, there's a line. There's a reason why there's a line, and we have to equal this thing out a little bit.
Oh, okay. Is that how the NFL games work? When you played in the league, did you have to beat a team by like four more if it was the Bengals or something?
Well, it depends on if you bet.
Oh wait, no, you didn't. That's not how it works.
When is this matchup going to happen?
I don't know. When is it?
It's going to happen next week. We're going to have you can have the whole 3-day weekend to practice. Uh-huh. I can even give you a little bit of a tip. You know, the game with Cecil, he threw four picks. And it was 28-0 at the half, and then I just kind of laid off the gas, and there's no need to sort of rub it in. But I can give you an idea of what the weakness in my game is and give you that. How's that to even
out? I feel like you're going to be lying, but yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm not. It's mercy. Mercy is the weakness in my game, Tyler.
I see what you did there. I do. I see what you did there. And unfortunately, I believe it.
All right.
Sean, how old are you? Why are you so good at this?
46.
You didn't have to actually answer that. But
that's fine. I don't care.
Sean, so do you have any last words for Tyler here?
No, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
No, I get to play with Baltimore, though. I just want you to know that.
All right.
Lamar Jackson is the only cheat code in this game, and I need it.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. Maybe we'll have a Ravens versus Ravens game. How would that work?
No.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Absolutely not. You get to be like one of the bottom three teams in the league.
What's the point spread on this?
You know what? You
tell me again. I'm looking at the poll right here on the web. I'm the underdog.
I know, man. Nobody gave. I voted for you, Sean. I saw that.
Oh, sure. I believe you.
I did.
Wait, hold on. What is the poll? Where am I at?
You're ahead of me. 13% picked you to win.
Well, you know.
What was the percentage that picked Cecil to win?
51.
Holy cow.
Cecil, by the way, kicked his field goal in the third quarter, as you saw in the highlight, because he didn't want to get shut out.
I saw that. Hold on.
Wow.
So, like, what was his mental state at? I mean, seriously, where was he really at?
He was a much better sport than I expected. How's that?
Yeah.
But he was complaining a lot about he's unfamiliar with the playbook. He didn't really get used to the quarterback. But he had the Saints, right? So I'm like, okay.
Mm. All right, Sean. Well, we look forward to it. Thanks for dropping in.
Oh, I do too.
Appreciate it.
See you guys later.
Thanks.
Yeah, I hope your internet goes out.
Tyler, who's this all brought to you by?
That's Rox Heating Air. Rox, R-O-X, Rox Heating and Air.
You don't bet against somebody who was involved in partially the creation of the game itself.
Right. Like, he's probably got some code that he types in when the game begins, and it just, like, makes him, like, 100 times better.
When we come back with the water cooler, Peyton Manning, more Peyton Manning news. Like, we cannot get enough of the Peyton Manning news. And Tom Brady news as well. That's going to – you're going to – I'm going to need a barf bag. If you thought the Michael Jordan stuff was bad, holy cow. That's coming up next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
It's time to take a trip to the water cooler.
Is this good for the company?
We need to talk about your TPS reports.
Did you see the memo about this?
We find it's always better to fire people on a Friday.
If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great.
Here's Tyler and D-Mac.
What would you say you do here?
Eric LeGrand, that was the player, by the way.
Yep, that's it.
It's a good rule. We'll go into those rule things here in a little bit. But have you heard this? Peyton Manning is, he does have a job. Peyton does have a job. And he's announcing the continuation of a job here.
Hi there, Peyton Manning here. I'm here to celebrate National Day of Streaming. Now, you're probably saying to yourself, isn't every day National Day of Streaming these days? And I think you're right. But this is actually the official one. So, in honor of the occasion, I'm thrilled to announce that Peyton's Places will be returning to ESPN Plus for a second season.
Oh, my God.
That's right. So be sure to get ESPN Plus so you can stream Peyton's Places Season 1 and get ready for the upcoming Season 2.
Oh.
Thanks very much. Stay safe.
Oh, my goodness. How thrilling.
I can't tell if you're being serious or not, D-Mac.
I'm being a little sarcastic.
You're being a little bit sarcastic?
That's
good news. You love that show. What do you mean?
I did like the show. It was good. It was good. There were like 30 of episodes. There were a lot of them.
You were just hoping that you would hear him say, today is the day that I would like to announce that I'm buying the Denver Broncos.
Well, I'll give the guy credit. Between doing commercials locally and nationally and golf and Peyton's Places, I mean, I'll give it to him. He's busy. He's got stuff going on. It's a collection of all these little part-time jobs, for sure. I don't know where they're going to go with Peyton. I mean, how many of Peyton's Places did you actually watch?
Oh, I caught snippets of just about every single one of them. I only watched the entirety of a handful.
Yeah, it was. Listen, man, my only hesitation.
I'm just not trained to go online to watch my television is the problem. I know that they started putting on ESPN eventually, but in the beginning, I just wasn't trained to go online to watch it.
Yeah, the last one, he's got his son. He's walking through Canton. It's the Hall of Fame bus. There's picture of, like, you know, his dad, which is his son's grandfather. And, you know, I was like, wow, what a perfect way to end Peyton's Places. Like, boom. That was great. Fantastic. And listen, nobody cares.
Oh, my gosh.
And
are you beefing about the fact that he's doing a second season?
He can do it again.
Is this what we're going to choose to be upset by today?
No, I'm not upset or angry about it. I'm just saying,
What are you saying? What exactly is it that you're saying?
When Fonzie jumped that shark in the leather jacket on the water skis, you know, there's no coming back there for Happy Days in terms of quality. So,
oh my gosh, what is wrong with you right now?
Nothing.
It's
going
to be fantastic. Everything he does is fantastic.
Okay.
What is wrong with you? Seriously.
I mean, listen,
you think all of a sudden Peyton Manning's going to put out something that you don't want to watch? You think it's not going to be entertaining? Of course it will be.
You realize there was 15 minutes of Brandon Stokely catching a watermelon-sized football at the School of Mines. You realize that was like 10 minutes of that.
And it was captivating. I don't understand why Stokely needed his football gloves on for it, but yes, it was,
right,
it was fascinating.
Right, Stokely had his gloves on. He's throwing the ball 10 yards.
Right.
And then he had, on the same field, he had our barefoot Carlos, Rich Carlos out there, trying to, he kicked a field goal, and...
Oh my gosh! You're seriously out to prove that Peyton's places is terrible. That's your whole take right now. You said that wasn't your take, but it is your take.
Now listen, that is going to be high quality content compared to the nightmare, our national nightmare that we're going to have to face. I think in 2021, when Tom Brady releases a 9-part docuseries about his freaking road to greatness.
Yeah,
did you
unbelievable.
See that today?
I did see that. It is a little bit unbelievable. I mean, seriously.
Oh my God.
You want to talk about watching paint dry. Look at that. Let's look at this robot's life. Let's look at him making his kale sandwich and making his kale smoothie. This is going to be fascinating stuff. Oh, my gosh.
What element of Tom
Brady's... The only
Brady's...
thing that can remotely make this intriguing is if he just comes out and rails on the Patriots, if he just rails on his relationship with Bill Belichick.
You know that's not going to happen.
Of course it's not going to happen.
It's going to be... How are they
going to make 9 episodes out of this?
Who knows? I cried because I didn't start right away at Michigan.
Oh, he won a Super Bowl this year. Oh, he did it again. Oh, he's got... Oh, it keeps coming. Oh, he's got more than fits on his one hand. Oh.
Woe is me. I got drafted late, and, you know, I was the, you know, 199th guy selected in the draft. Oh, boo-hoo.
You better be careful. He might figure out a way to brainwash the people in this thing. He'll find a way to find some new followers for his cult of TB12. I guarantee it.
That's what this is. It's a 9-part series that is going to be a cult recruitment video.
Yes, it is.
So welcome to the cult of
Tom Brady.
You're
not going to even know you're getting recruited, but you're getting recruited before you knew it.
That is going to be...
That's how every cult works.
Do you remember this? I bet you don't remember, but Barry Bonds had a camera crew follow him around one year to do this documentary about the life of Barry Bonds. And it was so freaking pathetic because it was all edited by Barry Bonds. So it's trying to show him in this light. I mean, and nobody was buying it. And I think they even cut the documentary short from what it was supposed to be. But this isn't going to be much better. At least
Barry Bonds had some villain nature in him that you were, like, intrigued by. Like what does Tom Brady have going on? Seriously, what is it?
Nothing. You're right.
He's a robot. I guess he's got Deflategate. He's got all that stuff, I suppose. But what are they going to say about that?
Nothing. Now, if they were really to go deep on that, it would probably be interesting. I'm not saying he's Carl Malone, but he has
actually
another...
You know what, he has been a part of enough controversies that if they really were to do a good job of it and paint the full picture and interview people that aren't him and actually not let him control the information, it would be fascinating to hear about Spygate. It would be fascinating to hear about Deflategate. It would be fascinating to hear about his relationship with Bill Belichick from players that are behind the scenes and people that would actually give us the real authentic stuff about all the blow-ups with Josh McDaniels and all that. It could be interesting. The problem is it's not going to be, because it's just going to be, as somebody on the text line said, these aren't documentaries. These are infomercials.
Correct. The person's right. I got to play. Did you hear Carl Malone?
Don't know if I did.
Well, first of all, Carl Malone apparently is like the worst person in the world.
Yeah, he's not a good person.
No, he is not a good person. And it sounds like he can't stand Michael Jordan either. So... they talked to him in some sort of hunting cabin or wherever he was, you know, wherever you go to, like, ignore your, you know, kids, wherever they come from. And here's what Karl Malone said.
So when I say the name Michael Jordan, what comes to mind?
Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan.
Well, what,
like, what else I need to say? Thank you. Go ahead.
So talk to me about the Game 6 Finals in Utah when he stole the ball.
Why?
Oh, my gosh.
Why do I have to? But I tell you this, I'm all man, and I accept the responsibility for not winning one, and we were there. We just happened to be playing the Chicago Bulls, which wasn't just Michael Jordan, by the way.
Oh, he hates Michael Jordan. He hates
D-Mac,
him.
D-Mac, hold on. Help me out here. What's the setting of this? When and where is this? This is recent. Like, why did he do the interview?
I don't know. He was in, I'm telling you, he was like in a hunting cabin. And,
gosh, yeah. Unbelievable. Why? Why would I tell
know.
You? Why? Why did I take this interview? I don't know why I took this interview. I shouldn't have taken this interview.
But you can just tell he can't stand Michael Jordan.
No, definitely
listen,
cannot.
The best thing about the Brady docuseries, if it happens, hopefully will be everybody that can say why it was a bunch of crap. But Tom Brady's like, he is, you know what, Tyler? He's got to be the least interesting superstar of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the fact he's married to a supermodel.
Well, he might become a little bit more interesting here now that he's free of Belichick and he's able to speak his mind a little bit more. Clearly, he would have never agreed to do something like this if he was the Patriots starting QB. Never, ever would he have done something like this. So, you know, maybe there's a chance here, D-Mac, that he's ready to share some stories.
It's going to be the new fad, man. It's going to be these PR propaganda campaigns for these superstar athletes that are going to be hidden as documentaries. It's going to be the ripple effect of The Last Dance.
See, and don't you wish they would, like, what if they went and gave Horace Grant a two-part special now?
I'd watch that, man.
What if they went and they gave Scottie Pippen a two-part special? And all these guys that have got Isaiah Thomas. Or, I mean, how cool would that be, right?
Yeah. All right, well, there you go. I got some more from Karl Malone. And, yeah, recently, if you didn't know Karl Malone's history with his relationships and kids he doesn't pay attention to and his story is horrible. This guy in his personal life is a bum. But it is amazing to find somebody else who just, like, can't stand or has a beef with Michael Jordan, man. It makes me wonder who likes Michael Jordan. Seriously, dude. Like, who do you think likes Michael Jordan?
Probably just his paid employees, just people that he pays to be his friend.
I'll kill you with truth coming up next.
I'm just an old truth teller.
It's time for D-Mac to kill you with truth.
I want the truth.
Tell the truth.
And the truth shall set you free.
Here on The Drive.
The truth, Tyler, is the NFL. Every time they're about to, and they're great for the most part, but every time they're about to crush it, for whatever reason, they just come up a little bit short. And I'm not actually sure why, but this latest foray into, twice you can have it fourth and 15, it's just like, it doesn't go far enough. It makes more sense just to be able to do it all the time, but they don't. And by the way, did you hear, too, they want to have the Sky Judge basically back? And they want to have a technology supervisor overseeing things, and they're taking away the interference, and they want to bring back the 15-minute overtime? And I swear to God, Tyler, watching the NFL do stuff is so frustrating sometimes because they just don't quite go with common sense. And I think the truth is, if we just use more common sense in sports, then you would just have better sports. And I just don't know why they don't do it. And it holds things back. And so when I watch college football, like our assignment was to watch Missouri against, who is that, Memphis? Oh, my God. The truth is, sometimes football can be absolutely dreadful. And so I would think that the NFL would be smart just to use common sense and do things simply by saying, does this make the game better or not, and not worry about history. And to me, that's simply the truth. That's all I have on that. But,
well,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, look, the 4th and 15 is a good idea for sure. I'm actually a little bit confused on it, so help me out here, D-Mac. The way it's written here, that it's going to be proposed as an alternative to the onside kick. So can you choose either one of them? Is that what it's saying?
I think
Or this would just replace it?
No, I think you – ah, man, that is such a good question.
Yeah.
I got the impression when I read it, like, you could choose. Like, it's up to you. You can do the 4th and 15 thing twice. You're allowed to do it twice. So if you wanted to do the onside kick, I guess you could.
Well, I suppose the the drawback for going for it from 4th and 15 is that you're beginning at your own 25-yard line. So if you give them the ball, you're giving the ball back, you know, within immediate striking distance. Onside kick, at least you're giving the ball to them on their half of the field. Not a huge difference. And look, at the end of the day, you're only going to be going for this when you really feel like you need to go for it. So it doesn't really matter if you give them the ball back or not. You had the necessity. You needed to go and do it. You know, the sky judge, D-Mac, that one confuses me as well, because I feel like just a couple months ago they shot that down.
Right.
And they decided that they were not going to move forward with it, which I thought was a terrible idea, because you had the luxury of allowing another league to go out and be your test dummy. You didn't have to do it. You didn't have to be the trial. You didn't have to put it out there and wonder what's it going to look like. You got to watch the XFL go out there and do it, and everybody loved it. It got rave reviews. I certainly am not overly shocked that the NFL has been hesitant to move forward with it, because it requires transparency, and transparency isn't something the NFL is that they've got as a strong suit, you know? But when you don't have to be the guinea pig, it's much easier, right? And so I don't know why they don't just move forward with it.
Yeah, me too. And hopefully they will, and hopefully yeah, the sky judge, what happened to that? It was out, and now it's in. The pass interference thing is not happening, but it did happen before.
Well, I think they can find some middle ground here, and you don't have to let everything be entirely transparent. And I do believe that's the biggest concern for them. They don't want to give the fan bases things to talk about. They don't want people to hear the referees say, "I don't know, I didn't see it. Did you see it? I don't know. I thought I saw it, so I threw the flag. But now you're convinced of me otherwise." You know, like, what do you think they're really talking about when they group together and they have a conversation for 30 seconds? It's going to be a hot mess. So they don't want the world to hear that. But okay, if you don't want to have total transparency, what's wrong with just having like a head referee that is upstairs, that his only job is to spot errors of his own referees, and whether they give total transparency to the cameras or not, that guy is in place to radio down anytime he sees something that was called wrong?
It sounds good to me. Like, there you go.
That's a pretty good compromise.
It's common sense. Just make common sense. The more common sense you have, the better off you're going to be. So I like where you're going with it. We'll see what happens. But everything just runs so, what it feels like, absurdly slowly. And it just is like it drags and drags and drags. By the way, for example, why doesn't college football and NFL have the same rules in terms of the hash marks? Why, Tyler?
Points, excitement for the college game.
Does that really make college football better?
Well, I'm sure it's the same philosophy as the three-point line in basketball, you know, like maturity, the athletes, all those sorts of things.
Oh, no, dude. I'm watching this freaking... That was torture.
Well, college football is never going to take that away. So, if anything, the NFL would change to the wider hash marks, which I don't believe that's going to happen either.
But
college football doesn't want to narrow it up. They don't want to have points taken off the board. They love having 55-45 games.
But sometimes it's not 55-45. Sometimes it's like Memphis against Missouri that we watch. It's 64-27. And it's got no excitement at all. I mean, it's just terrible. To me, that's common sense. You can't have a college 64-27. I mean, that is a terrible football game. That stinks.
Yeah, it's not a good one. Certainly not going to be captivating.
Well, we'll dig into it.
But you know what, D-Mac? I say that, and I loved the Monday night football game between the Chiefs and the Rams a couple years ago.
But at least it was back and forth.
I absolutely loved it.
Okay, fine. But it was back and forth. It was high scoring, but both teams were high scoring. You know, thank God the NFL doesn't have football games, you know, that are 68-24. I mean, it's brutal to watch, in my opinion. But they're getting there, and they're not going to quite go far enough, but, you know, they're getting there. And we'll talk about Albert Okwuegbunam.
Huh? Okwuegbunam.
Huh? We'll talk about him coming up. I'm dying to talk about him right now, but I'll be patient. I'll wait on it. Also, we're going to have Jeremy Cereals on after 4:30. How cool is that? Because we're done. We're done with Pat Shurmur, Tyler. We figured it all out, I think. And in terms of the Steelers, hey, football at 4, it's Steelers week. That's next.
Columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com.